"Here they are," Dirk the zookeeper said. He placed a small tiger cub in Casey's lap and handed another cub to Marshall, Casey's best friend. "They've just eaten, so they should fall asleep."
"Thank you,"
Casey said. Then she sneezed, twice.
"Are you allergic to cats?"
Dirk asked Casey. He was tall, and his long arms were tanned. He wore a short-sleeved shirt and cargo pants with zippered pockets. A thin silver bracelet dangled around one wrist. Casey sneezed again.
"No, we have three cats at home, and they never make me sneeze," she said. "But maybe I'm allergic to tigers."
Dirk laughed.
"See you in 20 minutes, he said. "I need to check on Mama Tiger."
He left the room and closed the door. The tiger cub on Casey's lap opened its mouth and yawned. The two-month-old Sumatran tiger was the size of one of Casey's cats.
"You are so cute,"
Casey said, tickling the drowsy tiger's belly.
"Gee, thanks, Casey. You're kind of cute, too," said Marshall with a grin.
"Not you,"
Casey said.
"I mean little Lucy here."
"Lucy is a dumb name for a tiger," Marshall commented. "I mean, I guess it's okay for a tiny cub. But can you see calling a 500-pound tiger Lucy?"
Casey Corcoran and Marshall Lee were at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Their friend, Dr. Philip Tutu, was the zoo's head veterinarian. He had invited them to play with the baby Sumatran tigers in a small room across from the tiger enclosure.
"Ricky is a pretty silly name, too,"
Casey said. Lucy's twin brother, Ricky, was curled up on Marshall's lap.
"But in a little while, they'll get their real names."
"Tell me again about this party tonight," Marshall said.
"A rich family from China is coming here to donate a lot of money to the zoo to help the tigers,"
Casey said.
"They have a daughter who's 12. She gets to pick names for the tigers."
"Cool. Maybe she'll name this little guy Fang,"
Marshall said. Casey shook her head.
"The president said she's giving them special Sumatran names," she said.
Casey's stepfather, Zachary Thornton, was the president of the United States. She lived in the White House with him and her mom. Marshall looked at the sleeping tiger cub in his lap.
"Where is Sumatra, anyway?"
he asked.
"Somewhere in Indonesia. It's part of Asia," Casey said. "I found it on the big map in my room."
The door opened again, and Dr. Tutu stepped inside. He wore a loose shirt and crisp white pants. He was carrying a leather briefcase in one hand and a half-eaten apple in the other.
"How are you two getting along with these famous babies?"
he asked. He set his briefcase on the floor.
"Fine,"
Casey said.
"So far, all they want to do is sleep."
Dr. Tutu laughed.
"You're lucky," he said. "When they wake up, they'll be running all over the place."
Dr. Tutu moved aside. A girl with dark hair was standing behind him.
"Casey and Marshall, say hello to Sun Wu Chu," he said, "all the way from China."
The girl was a little bit taller than Casey. She wore a t-shirt, dark blue shorts, and sandals on her feet.
"Hello, I am happy to meet you,"
Sun Wu said. She sat on the floor next to KC.
"My father and your stepfather are having a meeting at the White House today. They will talk about how to help save tigers from extinction